Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Patsy Rowlands, with special guests John Horsley, Petra Davis, Roland MacLeod, and John Glover.
Sam. Sam. Telephone.
I'm not a telephone.
No, it's ringing.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I thought my ears had gone funny again.
We really must have an extension up here.
We wouldn't have time. They'd have rung off by then.
Well?
Oh, fine, thank you, Pet.
Sam, are you going to answer that phone?
No. No point me going.
Why not?
Because it's for you.
How can you tell?
Well, it's got a much lighter tone when it's for you, sort of perkier, you know, like it's doing now. Brr, 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 brr. It's much gruffer when it's for me, sort of brr, 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 brr.
Right. I'll answer it.
No, don't bother. Too late now.
What do you mean it's too late?
Too late. You'll just stagger off downstairs, all bleary and bloated with sleep, your big pink nightie all rumpled up over your big pink...
Sam!
Sorry, sorry. All right, then, your little pink nightie rumpled up all over your big pink...
Prettier pictures, please!
All right, right. You get to the phone, stretch out one smooth, beautiful manicured hand, long fingers all of a tremble with expectation, pause, and then...
Then what?
Then it'll stop ringing.
Well, I'll take a chance.
I've warned you.
I'll be back in a sec.
She won't be told. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Now.
Damn. Damn, 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 damn.
It happens every time. Mustn't gloat too much. Being right isn't everything. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is.
It ran off just as I got there.
Oh, did they, Pet? How awful. Really awful. What a thing to happen. Come back to bed.
I wonder who it was at this time in the morning.
Probably a heavy breather making an early start.
It must have been something really important. Otherwise, why ring this early?
True.
Or perhaps something terrible's happened to the family.
I know. Your mother's mouth's got stuck closed. After all these years, mother-in-law silenced poor, poor Rose.
Stop it. You know she likes you.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Mother-in-laws aren't supposed to like son-in-laws. It's indecent.
Sam, I've just thought of something.
I don't think we've got time.
Perhaps someone's died.
Eh? I doubt if they'd ring up if they'd died. More likely rap the table or something.
It's bound to ring again.
Not till you're in bed, it won't.
Oh, well, I might as well make a cup of tea while I'm up.
No, I'll make the tea. Bring your pill at the same time.
Sam, what's got into you? For months now, you've been making the tea every morning. Here's your tea, darling. Here's your pill, darling.
It is the least I can do. Contraception should be a joint effort. It is. It's in all the books. I do the remembering, you do the taking. It seems very fair to me.
You know as well as I do, it's high time we had our first.
We have our first when my bank finals are over. We're paupers, remember?
Oh, we're not that poor.
Annabel, you may not have noticed, but our little mouse downstairs has started nipping in next door every morning, pinching a bit of their cheese and leaving it on the kitchen table for our breakfast. Now back into bed so the phone can ring.
They would have rung back now if they were going to.
Not till you're comfortable, they won't.
Oh, right. I'll get back into bed. Not that I believe it'll work. There, you see? Didn't work.
Now, you're not really comfortable yet, are you? Look, snuggle down. Slacken all your bits off. Look, imagine you've just taken your corsets off.
I don't wear corsets.
All right. Imagine mother-in-law Man Mountain Rose whipping hers off and scratching all the itchy bits.
Sam!
Sorry, dear, I forgot. Now, look, are you really comfortable?
Yes, I'm lovely.
Good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Now. There you are. What did I tell you?
That's not the telephone. It's the door.
No, it's a telephone. Just doing its impression of a doorbell. Very convincing, isn't it? I'll just pop down and answer it. Telephone calls, doorbells. What is going on? I wonder if it's the bank. Perhaps it's being robbed. No. More likely it's the local amateur dramatic society asking me to be the star of their next production. Mind you, if it's the King and I am not going to shave my head bald. Nope. Shan't go that far. No. Could use a bald wig, of course. Seems like a contradiction in terms, though, doesn't it? Suppose you can get bald wigs.
For goodness sake, Sam, answer the door. It's driving me potty.
No wonder who was driving that potty. I'm just about to answer it, dear. Yes?
Milkman?
No, I'm not.
Pardon?
The milkman. I'm not him. I'm a bank clerk.
No, I'm the milkman.
Oh, that explains it.
Explains what?
Why you're wearing that silly white coat and a peaked cap. I thought you must have escaped from somewhere.
I was just wondering...
The milkman, of course. I've just remembered. I nearly forgot. They've been ringing up for you all morning.
But who'd ring me here?
For goodness sake, answer the phone!
Now, that's the wife shouting at you now. Go on, answer it. Otherwise, she'll be down here shouting.
Well, if you insist. Hello? Sam? No, it's not. It's me, the milkman. No, I'm not messing about, honest. Oh? Father? Hang on, I'll check. Are you called Sam by any chance?
Yes, I am, but not by milkman. You can call me Mr. Baker if you like.
It's your father for you.
Oh, Flash Fred. My lavy brush salesman father, I don't believe it. Hey, ask him if he wears an ill-fitting wig.
Mr. Baker asks if you wear an ill-fitting wig. No? No wig at all, I see. He says he doesn't wear a wig at all.
I heard. He's an imposter. Put the phone down, quick.
But I...
Quick. Good. Well done. But may I say, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Milky. Bye. And there goes the country's happiest and cheeriest milkman, grumbling and scowling up the path. Now, one of my special pills for Annabelle. Getting a bit low on these imitation ones. I'll have to get Carter the chemist to make me up some more. I'll call in this afternoon. There he blows. Yes? It's me. Okay, don't get testy, it's not good for you. So it was you all the time, eh? Sorry, Dad, sorry. Look, just tell me in simple words what you're ringing me at this ridiculously unearthly hour for, eh? Oh, I see. You rang to say you can't come for dinner this evening. Well, that's good news, Dad. Because I haven't invited you, that's why. Annabelle invited you. Someone for Rose to talk to. Rose is coming as well. Hang on. Annabelle?
What?
Would you come downstairs? I want to shout at you. Well, Fred, I must go now. Annabelle's arrived and I want to shout at her. Bye, Fred. See you in the not-too-near future.
Why do you always go on at him like that?
He loves it. Proves I've grown up to be no good, like he's always known I would. And don't change the subject.
Subject?
Yes. How could you do this to me, Annabelle? Inviting Dad for dinner without checking with me first.
Well, if I'd asked you, you'd have said no.
Exactly. Anyway, he can't come. So all I've got to do now is ring up Rose and be rude and offensive to her so that she decides not to come, and then we can have the evening to ourselves as planned. Get the serious business of filling in the pools over with, then feet up, telly and what have you. Especially what have you.
No. No what have you. No telly, no football pools, no feet up. It's dinner party time. Mum and Dad for...
George? Oh, you haven't invited George, the sleeping beauty, as well, have you?
Mum and Dad for dinner. Auntie Vi and Uncle Steve are calling in later for drinks.
Oh, Annabelle, how can you be this cruel to me? Pool's night, remember? Plus an amazingly good night on the telly. Why are you doing this to me?
I'll give you a clue.
All right, I'll shut my eyes.
Da-da-da-dum, da-dum-da-dum.
You're getting married again.
Ah! Postman!
Don't change the subject. Annabelle, come back here and be shouted at.
I'm just getting the post.
Why did you invite all these people when nobody's died?
As expected, none for me and one for you. Here we are.
Why don't you answer my question?
Open your mail, all will be revealed.
Apparently that's what Guinevere used to say to Sir Lancelot. Gosh, what have I got here? A greetings card. A plain greetings card, no hints, eh? To my darling Sam, hoping that this year you don't say... I did remember, really, but I was going to give you a surprise present later when I get home from work. Lots of love, Annabelle. But it doesn't say what I'm supposed to have forgotten.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I haven't forgotten, you know.
Oh, of course you haven't.
No, I haven't forgotten. I thought of it last week, actually.
Oh, yes, of course you did.
Well, it slipped my mind for the moment, mind you, but it'll come back in a minute.
Oh, yeah, of course it will.
Oh, yes.
So I put you out of your misery. Happy anniversary, darling.
Of course. Happy anniversary. That's what it was. Happy anniversary, darling. 2 years, gosh.
Three.
Golly, three. Doesn't time fly, as the pilot said to his watch.
Please, Sam.
Look, no, honestly, I did remember Annabelle, and I've got a lovely surprise present for you. I bought it last week. I'll give it to you when I get home from the bank. I won't forget.
Sam, I'm going to shout at you.
No time now, dear. I'm going to be late. Bye.
220, 240, 260, 200.
Cyril?
Yeah?
Stop counting the money as if it were your own and talk to me.
No.
Cyril, do you realise you drool when you count the 20s?
Don't care. I like it.
It is very unhygienic kissing bundles of money like that. You don't know where it's been.
I don't care. You stick to your fun, I'll stick to mine. Now leave me alone to my counting. 20, 40, 60...
Listen. What do you give as an anniversary present to a wife who's got everything?
It isn't your wife by any chance, is it?
Yes.
Got it. The perfect thing.
What?
A divorce.
A divorce?
Yeah, give her a quickie divorce. Wouldn't be that expensive.
Why a divorce?
Oh, to cheer her up, show her you really care. Yes, cheer her up no end. I mean, I know how awful you are to be with after just a few hours a day. Just think what it must be like for her after 3 whole years.
Cyril, sometimes I get the feeling you don't really like me.
Only when you disturb my counting I don't like you. Now go away, back to the counter. 20, 40, 60. I love you. I love you, money. 80, 100, 120.
Fat lot of help he is. Money, a maniac. Now, what can I buy her that I'd really like? Hello, hello. Dowager-type lady with dainty dog at my grill. Better get her sorted out. How very thoughtful of her, sitting her little doggy on the blotting paper like that.
My good man, can you help me?
Of course, madam. What would you like me to do, take your chihuahua for a walk?
Certainly not. I simply wish to be served. You are a teller, are you?
No, madam, my lips are sealed.
Pardon?
Your secret is safe with me, madam.
I have no time for banter. Kindly change this £20 note.
No sooner said than done. There we are.
But this is just another £20 note.
Yes. Yes, but you may notice it is much crisper than the other one.
I want something smaller.
Well, I will have a look, but I do honestly think the 20s are all the same size.
No, smaller denominations.
No, smaller denominations? Oh, yes, we have.
Well, let me have some.
Certainly. Here we are. 2 tens for you, your 20 for me.
Smaller, please.
Right. 1 10 off you for me, 1 5 and 5 ones off me for you. Play you one more game.
Could you give 5s for this 10 as well?
Certainly, you are a sport, aren't you? 2 5s off me for you, 1 10 off you for me. I wonder who's winning so far.
And could you split this pound for me?
No sooner said than done. There we are, 2 50s.
What on earth have you done? That's no good to me like that.
Oh, want it smaller? There we are, 4 bits. And if you like something even smaller, we are, as it happens, madam, one of the few remaining banks in the country where one can still obtain the equivalent of the old half crown.
I have never been so insulted in all my life.
At this branch, we do strive for perfection in everything, madam.
This is a disgrace. I wish to speak to the manager.
Old Snowy, I wouldn't if I were you. Daft as a brush.
And when I've spoken with him, I am sure he will want a few words with you.
Come.
Baker. Samuel Baker.
A baker? No, I'm afraid I'm not.
Pardon?
I think he must be in one of the other offices. Try that. Bound to be in one of them.
Who, sir?
Baker. Samuel Baker.
Well, that's me, sir.
Oh, good, you found him. Well, there we are. I've got that sorted out. Nice meeting you. Bye. Ah, still there. Was there something else?
You asked me to come to your office, sir.
Oh, good. From the yacht club, are you? I thought I recognised your face. Take a seat. Nearly sherry time.
Actually, I'm not from the yacht club, sir.
No, don't tell me. I love guessing games. I'll get it finally. Bridge?
Bridge?
Yes, of course, bridge. That's the answer. We either play it together somewhere, or we meet when we cross it on the way to work. Yes. Yes, bridge is the answer. Right?
Afraid not, sir.
Pity. I thought I'd come up trumps there. Got it? Come up, trumps. No, I see. No, you don't play bridge.
No, I don't, sir.
No, no, no. It's a lovely game. Everybody ends up screaming and shouting and accusing each other of all sorts of malpractices. Amazingly vituperative game. I love it. Just a minute. Of course. Samuel, did you say?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Samuel of the lower fourth. Old stinker Samuels. Gosh, you kept yourself in good shape. You must be nearly 60. You hardly look a day over 40.
I am 30, actually.
Oh, wrong Samuels. Well, now at least we know who you're not. All we've got to do is work out who you are, and then we're there.
I work here, sir. I am one of your cashiers.
Marvellous. Knew I'd work it out, finally. Never forget a face. Hopeless in names, but faces, no problem. Now, what can I do for you, Mr...
Baker?
Ah, of course, yes, sir.
You sent for me, sir.
Did I? How awfully nice of me. I wonder what for?
A complaint. A customer complaint.
Yes, of course. You had a complaint about a customer. Now I remember. Don't blame you. Terrible people, customers. If I had my way, I'd ban them. Forever popping in, uninvited, without a buyer leave, sticking their grubby little books through our nice clean grills, putting their grubby little fingers on our beautifully polished woodwork, grubby finger marks everywhere. Yes, you're right to complain, Mr. Baker, and you must go on complaining. I do it myself all the time. Head office, chairman of the board, anyone who's near, whose ear I can catch. I say, there's only one way to make banks even halfway acceptable as a reasonable place of work for thinking people like ourselves, and that is, get rid of all customers. You agree?
Yes, Mr. Snow.
Good. Back to the counter. Keep up the good work, Baker. And whatever you do, don't smile at them. They'll only come back, and that's the last thing we want to encourage. Good morning.
Nothing. I've searched every shop in the high street and nothing's jumped to mind as a perfect present. It's ridiculous. What a dilemma. Last year was no problem. She was very pleased with the electric drill and all the attachments. Well, what more could anyone ask? Hang on. Good Lord, fancy that. That's the first blonde policeman I've ever seen. I wonder if he can help. I must fight the temptation to say it's a fair cop. excuse me, officer.
Oh, yes. Can I be of assistance?
I certainly hope so. My mother always used to say, when you're completely lost, all you have to do is ask a policeman.
Very wise. One of the perks of the job, redirecting people. Gives one a break from saying hello, hello, hello all the time.
Yes. Oh, yes, I suppose it would.
Now, tell me where you're going and I'll direct you.
Not that sort of lost. End of my tether sort of lost.
Oh, I see. Desperation. What you want is a high building from which to jump, yes? Gasometer, something like that.
No, not quite that sort of end of my tether lost.
Oh, pity. I would be forearmed, you see. I could direct you to a high spot, follow close behind, then come up and talk you down. After I'd called in the newspapers, that is. Oh, it's only happened once in my whole career. Made all the nationals plus 4.5 hours overtime at time and a half. Marvellous day's work. Pity about the gentleman finally going.
Oh, did he jump?
No, he didn't jump. I accidentally pushed him.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Tall building, narrow ledge, my arm on his shoulder, a friendly, sunny day, high pollen count, my asthma. I'll go down now, he said. Very good, I said. A good decision, I said. Then I sneezed. Spasmodic twitch of my arm. Zunk! He went down much quicker than he expected to.
I suppose he was a bit surprised.
Not for long, he wasn't. Still looking on the bright side, he did manage to break the world record for the 100 metres on the way down.
Oh, well, that's some small consolation, I suppose.
Yes, I would have thought so. Now, where were we?
I was lost and despairing.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, what has brought this state of mind about?
A third anniversary.
The anniversary of a tragic happening or a delightful happening?
My marriage.
I see. A tragic happening.
No. Delightful. It only becomes tragic if I don't come up with the perfect anniversary present within the next half hour.
Now I understand. Lost and despairing. Lost as to what to buy and despairing of finding anything in the time available.
Got it. My mother was right. British Bobby's her best.
She was indeed. And luckily you have come to the right Bobby. I may not be married, and I may not have a great deal of time for the fair sex, but anniversary presents I do understand.
You do?
Yes. Now, I presume you've taken care of the usual standbys, electric drills, sets of saws, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. I've got all that, yes.
Good. Well, as I said, it's very lucky you came to me, as I've got the perfect solution. What I bought for our last anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Your anniversary?
Oh, yes. Didn't I tell you? 6 years now. And such a temper if I forget the day we first met. Gets in an absolute rage, screaming and shouting and scratching and ranting on.
Does she?
He certainly does. Just you wait till I tell you what I bought my friend last year. It'll boggle your mind.
My mind is boggling already.
Annabelle, I'm home.
Come and see the beautiful big brown wrapped box I've brought on the suggestion of a big blonde bobby. Annabelle? No Annabelle. Annabelle? I hope she hasn't run away with a milkman. I'd have to go to the corner shop every morning to get a bottle before I could have breakfast. Uh-huh. I note a note. Dear Sam, popped out to collect present I bought you last week. A likely story, she's getting as bad as me. Good, now, peace and quiet. Chance to get the pools done before dinner party time. Pen, that's no problem. Now, pools. Lying on the shelf amongst all the bills, as usual. Ah, here we are. Come with me, Mr. Pools Coupon. I want to have a serious talk to you before I scribble all over your belly. You sit there and keep quiet. For 4 years now, every football season, I've given you and your fellow coupons free board and lodge here for days at a time without a grumble. I never harass you, never point out that you're not all really earning your keep, and what do I get in return? Nothing. 4 years of love and devotion and gentleness, and still you let me down. Every week, failures, a lot of you. Quite frankly, Mr. Pools Coupon, it can't go on. I'm telling you, in all seriousness, that if this week you don't pull your finger out, I am going to start getting tough. I'm sorry, but there you have it. Right, we'll say no more about it for now, and I'll go back to being friendly. OK? Good. Now you lay there on your back as usual, and I'll hold the pen and close my eyes. You get yourself into position for the first guaranteed draw, OK? And I'll make the mark. Right, here we go. Eyes closed, pen in hand. Are you ready? Good. Here goes. There, done it. Didn't hurt, did it? Now, let's have a look at what you've given me. Oh, ref, come on, you're not trying. How can you possibly put down Arsenal for a draw against a grotty side like that?
Cooey!
I didn't know Annabelle had invited Percy Edwards to dinner as well.
Annabelle? Sam?
Oh, God, Rose.
Where are you both?
Through here, my darling little battleship. We saw you coming, so we're hiding under the kitchen table.
Oh, there you are. I was just passing by. I thought Annabelle might need a hand with the dinner.
No. Meals on Wheels are coming round later.
All by yourself, are you, Sam? Look?
Yes, but don't take advantage. No bone-crushing cuddles.
Oh, Annabelle should really be here when you get home from work. It's not good enough. I'll talk to her very seriously if I were you, Sam.
Don't want to spoil a good relationship by starting to talk to her after all these years, Rose.
Sam, you look very peaky. I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
No, honestly, I'm all right. Don't bother. I'm too... So you might as well talk to yourself, Sam.
I've never seen anyone go down so much in such a short time as you have. Marrying that daughter of mine was the worst mistake you ever made in your life, Sam Baker. You were such a lovely little lad. Look at you now. Bags under your eyes. Ribs sticking out. You've even got a few grey hairs.
Thank you very much, Rose. I feel much better for that.
If I was you, I'd be tempted to get out while I still had a bit of my youth left.
Hang on. This conversation's all the wrong way round. It's me you're supposed to be getting at, Rose. That's what a mother-in-law's all about, being nasty to a son-in-law.
Oh, no, you're all right. It's that daughter of mine who doesn't appreciate her good look.
Well, I am fantastic, I admit, but...
Anyway, love. Congratulations on your third anniversary.
Oh, no. No cuddles, Rose, please. No. Rose, put me down. Hey, no, stop it. Rose, please. Stop.
I'm back. Yes.
Annabelle, come quick. Your mother's having one of her turns.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Sam. I was just giving Sam a little congratulations cuddle.
I heard something crack. I think a rib went.
No, I feel fine, Sam. You're very gentle, always.
Not yours, mine.
Look what I've got. Happy anniversary, darling.
A squishy packet wrapped in pretty paper. Annabel.
A present for me, too. Yippee!
You should appreciate your good luck, my girl. Presents and all.
Sam, what is it?
Just what the Bobby ordered. Dishwashing machine.
Oh, Sam. Really? It seems very light for a dishwashing machine.
Well, he suggested an electric one, but I couldn't quite run to that, so I got you one that's automatically worked by hand.
Oh, Sam, just what I wanted. A new plastic bowl, a bristle brush, and a pair of rubber gloves to go with them. Fantastic.
And note a little note I left in the bowl.
Where? Oh, yes. I, Samuel Baker, promise my spouse, Annabel Baker, because I love her very much, that for 1 year exactly from today's date, I will do all the washing up and be the official family dishwashing machine. Oh, Sam, what a lovely present.
I think I'm going to cry.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love it. Go on, now you can open your present. It's not half as nice as the one you gave me. Well, but I think they're fun.
Annabel. Real silk?
Real silk.
And do they fit?
Yes, perfectly. I tried them on in the shop.
You tried them on? I thought it was a present for Sam.
Oh, it is. Just like the electric drill was a present for Annabel last year.
It was what I'd always wanted.
Now she's bought me just what I've always wanted, Rose. A matching set, would you believe? In real silk.
A matching set of what?
Bra, slip and knickers.
Knickers!
You've been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabel, with Patsy Rowlands as Rose. Also this week, John Horsley featured as the bank manager, Petra Davis as the woman in the bank, Roland MacLeod as the policeman, and John Glover as Cyril and the milkman. The theme music was written by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose. Hundreds of thousands of people, 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 hundreds of thousands of people.